ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
So, you've got dinner plans with your group of friends. You've been looking forward to it for a couple of weeks because, honestly, how hard is it to find time to catch up with your mates? But then, a day or so, or even a couple of hours before the catch-up, you're getting texts. Sorry, I can't make it. Sorry, work's been insane this week. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Some people feel annoyed. Some people feel relieved. Sometimes I'm one of those people. I love an unexpected night to myself. Maybe you're the one who's the canceller. My question today is, are we flakier than we used to be? Our resident sociologists reckon so, but with me is Professor Dan Woodman. He joins me fortnightly. We call our regular chats social studies. Dan, I'm so glad you showed up and didn't flake on me at the last minute.
Morning, Tegan. I thought that might be a good prank to bump me from the show today.
But Dan, stop feeling up to it.
Yeah, just like you. Look, I love my Life Matters spot, but if it didn't happen, I'd probably turn on Netflix, or even better, just listen to some of the episodes on ABC Listen and enjoy the quiet time. But yeah, it's definitely something. I think we all have those moments of thinking, oh, that's not too bad, and probably other moments where we're disappointed that, you know, something we were looking forward to is now off, and particularly if we were the ones doing all that work to get the group together.
Yeah. Is this something that's happening more often than it used to, or is it just kind of vibes and memes?
It's a little bit of both. So people point out that we just seem burnt out and exhausted. Social media means we have other ways to connect. Maybe our skills of face-to-face socializing have diminished a little bit following COVID and all these kind of things, and a cultural shift that it's just more okay to cancel now. But saying that, there's been concern that we're getting together less often or being more flaky, that goes back in social sciences to the 1990s, where people started to pick up that we were less likely to join groups, you know, political parties, sport leagues, other things, and also less likely to turn up when we were members.
In the 90s, that was already a trend.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's go further back then. What did we used to be like?
Well, that's it. If we go back to the 60s and 70s, a lot of our social life was maybe planned for us or just unfolded without the organisational work that goes on now. So it wasn't that long ago. In the 1990s in Victoria, I think slightly different dates around the country, but shops weren't open on the Sundays, and it was even the late 80s that you're allowed to have the shops open on Saturday afternoons in Australia. You'd have football happened at the same time on Saturday afternoon, every single game. Half the country went to church on Sunday morning at the same time. And in between that, maybe there was dinner at mum's place every Saturday. So more and more of our social life has kind of shifted away from these routines to things that we fit together amongst people's increasingly variable, messy lives. And that means organisation goes on. But also maybe it means that getting people together and them having the energy and being up for it also has become a little bit harder.
Are we really? We talk a lot on Life Matters about burnout and feeling overwhelmed and that sort of thing. But sometimes when I think about how convenient our lives are today, I can't really believe that we are possibly more burnt out than we were when we were all like doing our laundry by hand or like fetching water from a well.
That doesn't sound so good, does it? And like, so with some colleagues, we have this big study where we've tracked different generations of young people. And one of the things we've noticed is that it's not so much that the people's lives are harder, it's that there is this more variability in our lives. It means that we've got to synchronize for time together, but also the kind of the energy and emotional flows of our life are more variable too. So we're talking to people who said, you know, all my friends work different hours. Now that we do have the 24/7 economy, people mix caring, studying, work, all kinds of things. So you might be able to get the group together on a Friday night or Saturday afternoon for going to that sports event. but someone might be rushing off to do some other task at the end. Someone might be going to work or getting ready for an early shift the next day. So it means that the people might be feeling burnout at that point in the week in a way that's a different time to everyone else just because of how we live our lives now.
This is Life Matters on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking to Professor Dan Woodman on social studies, your fortnightly fave. One person says, I can't be bothered socialising. There's also a loneliness epidemic. Gee, I wonder if it's related. People don't know what's good for them. Another says, I always say the only thing better than having plans is cancelled plans. All the fun of looking forward to something and none of the effort of actually going. A third person says, bailing is my pet hate. I work so hard to make sure that I never bail. It's the worst thing when you organise something and everyone bails. Dan, is the fact that we've all got mobile phones maybe a contributing factor here? Like, it's so easy to bail now.
Absolutely. So I play on a basketball team every Wednesday night, or I try to get there every Wednesday night. But we organise the games on WhatsApp now. And if we were 20 years ago and you couldn't play for some reason, you'd have to catch the team captain or someone at home on the landline and say, I can't come. And now people are like, oh, sorry, I'm stuck at work. You know, I can't make it. Hopefully you can find someone else. So I should give a shout out to James and Derek who wrangle us together every week to make sure we get a team out on the court. Yeah, we absolutely... Like, we can cancel at the last minute, and I think we live lives where that's become more expected. People feel like they can maybe ask us to do things at the last minute too. So social media has kind of made organising our social lives easier in one sense, that we have this instant connection. But the flip side of that is it also means people can pull out at the last moment.
I'm also thinking about the words we use to describe things as well. Like, we talked about burnout already, self-care, prioritising that sort of time. Is this us maybe recognising more when we do need downtime, or is it just excuses, weaponized therapy speak as a way of getting out of doing stuff?
that line about when the worst person you know learns therapy speak. I think it's a mix. We've recognized that sometimes we just don't have the energy for things. But when it's kind of put into this individualized culture, it means that there is, I guess, more energy being drained from someone else, you know, the one who's trying to organise the event. And then there's sometimes, that's the other thing in our research, we've found that sometimes in friendship groups and then later on when our participants were more likely to be partnered, in the heterosexual couples, it was often the woman who took a larger bulk of that work of scheduling life and get-togethers. So our self-care can also be extra work for someone else when we're changing the plans at the last moment.
Yeah, that idea of scheduling being work, because it is work, coordinating and wrangling and coming up with plans and making sure that, you know, maybe you need to have a babysitter or that you've got the food in the fridge to serve to your friends when they come. Was it perhaps simpler? Oh, gosh, I don't want to romanticise the olden days too much, but your whole research, Dan, is looking back across generations. Do we have higher expectations on ourselves now than we used to, maybe?
So back when everything was closed on Sundays and we might go for Sunday lunch at Mum's place, it was a lot of work for Mum, I would say. And there's probably a lot of mums out there that are quite happy we can go to the restaurant now in a way we didn't used to. So it's not the case that there weren't people doing lots of work to make things happen in the past. I guess there was just that one element taken out of it, which was that you didn't have to have the shared calendar app and WhatsApp group on everyone's phones to actually make the get-together happen.
We do need companionship. The text I read out before talked about the loneliness epidemic. What do we do here? How do we foster this in our own families and friendship groups? It is, catching up together is something important and is worth prioritising.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for recognising that some people are taking up that organising work more than others and sharing the burden. And also maybe buy the coffee for the organizer next time you go out for a coffee or a drink. And then like moving beyond the individual, because there is all these things about how our society has changed that just make it more work. We can, in terms of our urban planning and the way we organize society, think about how we can encourage spaces where people can hang out, you know, the fresh food market or the park or the good cafes where maybe you can turn up on a Saturday morning and without organizing things, start to build a little bit of a routine where you might see the same folk popping up, coming along to the park with their dog at those times each week. So if we can organize things so there's a little bit less individual work or need to ask to make social life happen, it might be good for all of us.
So you're not going to text Eric and bail on basketball after all?
No, I'll tell them that Tegan said I had to turn up this week.
Dan, thank you as always for joining me today.
Thanks, Tegan.
Professor Dan Woodman is a sociologist at the University of Melbourne. He joins me fortnightly to talk social studies with me, and we call the chat Social Studies.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.